Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to Noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is that time, as we do every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, to check in with that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. It is Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
Hey, happy Turkey Week, guys. How we doing?
Same to you, dude. Same to you. Big one tomorrow. As a matter of fact, is it so big, Ryan, that we can say this game is for the division tomorrow? Do you feel like this will decide who wins the North?
That's a great question. I feel like that might, just because it's not December yet, that might slightly be overstating it, but not by much. You have to recognize 8-3. But Chicago's played nobody. I mean, they played absolutely nobody. The thing that – there's a lot of things the Packers and Lions have in common. One of them is that they've both beaten people. You know, I mean, the Lions had that really impressive home win against the Bucs where they just shut down Baker Mayfield and that offense. The Packers going to Pittsburgh on a Sunday night against Aaron Rodgers and winning by 10 is a lot more impressive than winning at home against the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers. And so I do think, in my mind, this is not a big game. It's the big game. Like, this is the marquee game for the Packers on their schedule going into Detroit on Thanksgiving, starting 2-0 in the division, now showing you can take that show on the road. Like, can they do that? And if they do that, that's a huge box to check off. But you're also seeing two teams that can look across at each other and kind of see themselves, right? These are two phenomenally talented teams, have all the ingredients on their roster to win a Super Bowl, who have not played like Super Bowl teams. And that's the Lions and the Packers, right? So one of these teams I fully expect is going to be a player in this conference. I'm just not sure who yet. And this game has, I think, a lot to do with kind of deciding how the final stretch run is going to go.
Woody, I agree with you 1,000%. One of these two teams that play tomorrow is going to make a run and is going to be one of the three or four teams in the NFC that we talk about, and one of them is going to be left right on the fringe after this game, having to battle the rest of the way through the season just to make the playoffs. And I think that game, when you put that magnitude into perspective, this is an empty your bucket game. As Matt LaFleur talks about these games, every one of them matters. They don't matter equally. This one is bigger. And with that, I think we're going to see some guys come back and play in this football game that would not normally play, for example, like last week. So what are your thoughts on Josh Jacobs, Jaden Reed, Savion Williams, some of the guys that we're really hopeful for? How do you feel they're gonna come out? Do you think we see Jaden Reed this week?
Your guess is as good as mine on whether or not we'll see Jaden Reed this week. What I do feel confident about, though, is that once he's back, because of the nature of what he's returning from, there is more of a likelihood that he'll actually be back, right? Now, I asked Matt LaFleur about this, and he did say, and rightly so, that Yeah, he hasn't played since week two. So from a football standpoint, there will be a reacclimation process. But it's just so different for a guy who's coming off a couple bone injuries, the foot, the collarbone, than a guy that's coming back from that soft tissue, which what's the biggest concern when a guy returns from any type of soft tissue injury, whether that be hamstring, groin, quad, whatever it is, you don't want to re-aggravate it, because once you do, that's an even more serious injury. That's a lot more time. They don't have to have that concern with the bone, right? I mean, the bone's healed, or he wouldn't be playing. It's fully healthy. He's got a plate in his shoulder. He should be good to go. It's just a matter of the football acclimation. As far as Josh Jacobs, he's playing. He said that last week he's playing. The question is, how does the knee, the bruises in his knee and on his thigh right above it, how does that feel after taking the 1 week off? Was that enough for him to be Josh Jacobs again? Is he still really banged up? That we'll find out. But he'll be on the field. John, I want to ask you, though, because you're not in the locker room anymore. You can be fully candid here. On a game like this, internally, do you feel that? Like, do you feel this is a big game, or you got the blinders on so much that you maybe don't see it the same way as you do on the outside, where it's like, yeah, this is an empty the bag game, all hands on deck, you just have to win this game?
All right, I'm not in the locker room, so I'm going to actually tell you the truth, because you rarely hear the truth in the locker room. There are some guys, Ryan.
Oh, I know how it would go if we were in the locker room. It's 1 week at a time, 1-0, baby.
Yeah, Woodrow, you hear this all the time, except you do have some guys now that talk, right? You got Josh Jacobs that talks. You got Micah Parsons that talk. They tell you how it is.
You got guys with their own podcast now.
That's great that you have that. But I will tell you, the every game is the same. That is not real. They know that is not real.
I can promise you
the edge and the energy and the fever that they went through this week trying to prepare for this game is different. They're going to play this game like a pseudo Super Bowl, like a regular season playoff game is what you're going to have here tomorrow. And that, to me, is why when Matt LaFleur doesn't give you the standard meat and potatoes answer yesterday on Jaden Reed, well, we're taking it one game at a time, one day at a time, and we'll have to see where he's at game day. With him saying, you'll find out Thursday morning, that tells me that there's too much aggression in that answer. And it doesn't sound aggressive, but out of Matt LaFleur, that's an aggressive answer. That's saying Jaden Reed is playing in this football game, to me.
I think so, too. I think that the fact that he's returning from bone injury, not soft tissue injury, helps that. But
I think we just lost Woody.
And it was just getting good. He was getting really good there.
We'll get him back here in just a minute. But yeah, I think we've all known that, John, that those you guys in the locker room know and see the same things that we know and see when it comes to a game like this and how big it is. And you said the last segment, Matt LaFleur can stand at a podium and say, you know, we're just focused on the next game. We all know that these guys know. We do have Ryan Wood back now. Woody, go ahead and start your answer over to what you just heard from John Kuhn.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing that if you feel like Jaden Reed is fully healthy, why not put him out there? I get that there's the mystery, there's the question of he hasn't played in a long time, so how much can you get from the football side? But why not find out? This is the week to do that.
How banged up is Jordan Love while we're talking about injuries?
Well, he's banged up enough that he was only handing off the football against the Vikings with his right hand, but he looked fine as far as the little that he was asked to do in terms of throwing the ball. It's an injury, but you know, clearly the offensive line is going to have an onus on it to keep Jordan Love clean, because you don't want him taking shots. I think that more than anything was a big reason why you don't need Jordan Love to throw much against the Vikings to win 23-6. Why would you? Why would you subject him to those hits? But he had a clean week last week, and he's going to be good to go. It's such a big difference, obviously, that it's not the throwing shoulder.
Woody, how big psychologically is this game for the Packers? When I say the sentiment around the league, the feel of a Dan Campbell Lions team is they are – everybody scoffed at him when he said, we're going to bite kneecaps. But this is a team that would literally bite your kneecap to win a game. If you told them biting kneecaps will win games, they will bite your kneecap. They are a scrappy, feisty, go-to-the-whistle type group. border, they teeter that edge on what some fans call dirty. I would say it's tough, it's physical, and the sentiment around the Packers at least, you know, in recent years is they're not that tough. You can take them out and you can out physical them. How important is it for them to not only sweep this team, but to beat them at their brand of football? Tough, physical, defense, get after people.
Well, I think it's very important because that was the entire offseason agenda, which was to become a more physical branded football team. And there are times this season they've shown it. There are times they haven't. If they are going to beat the Lions in Detroit, you know, it's not like they want to specifically beat them physically, but if they're going to beat the Lions in Detroit, it's going to have to beat them physically. Like, that's how you have to beat this team. So that's going to be tested. But even more than that, and you could say the same, this is a huge psychological matchup for the Lions, too, at this point in their season. But in terms of the Packers side, you started 2-0 in the NFC North now, after an entire offseason of reiterating 1-5 can't happen again. That was a debacle. That was nowhere near good enough. It cannot happen again. Now they have more division wins than they had all last year. Not just that, but they've beaten the Lions and Vikings by a combined score of 50-19. Like, they have started exactly the way that they preached all offseason. Is that a home thing? Can you take it on the road? Like, if you can take it on the road now, you're 3-0. You can own the Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit. That is a major psychological boost. But from the Lions' side, they're 7-4. They lose. All of a sudden, they're fallible at home. They're beatable at home. How in the hell did they lose to J.J. McCarthy at home? We just saw J.J. McCarthy at Lambeau Field. He was a crumpled mess. Mm. How did that happen? And then, oh, by the way, the Giants, the 2-win Giants, take you to overtime at home, and now you lose to the Packers at home. You're 7-5 with two new coordinators. The mystery, the uncertainty of who's calling plays on the offense, who's your best play caller there, that's a major psychological blow too. So, like, that's why this sets up as such a seismic deal here, because both teams have a heck of a lot to play for.
Woody, you bring up some fascinating stuff for the anxiety and the pressure on the Detroit side. I was looking at this strictly from the Packers side. That's a great point that Detroit has those same pressures that they have. Because for me, you said it, Matt LaFleur, 1-5 in the division last year. He knows this is a make or break it year, or assumed to be a make or break it year for him coaching the Green Bay Packers going forward to get this game. And I kind of say it as the way he managed that last game, you could tell there were times on the sideline when he wanted to go for it on 4th-and-2 and he wanted to go for it on 4th-and-3, but he kicked those field goals instead just because he knew that was the smart thing to do. If he's facing a Dan Campbell who is going to empty the bucket and go for it on 4th downs, do you think he can play that same type of controlled game operation, game management in this game, knowing that Dan Campbell's 6-3 against him? How do you feel that dynamic's going to play out with these two coaches kind of coaching for, you know, all the important things that we just talked about?
I asked Matt LaFleur that exact same question. And did you guys watch the Netflix quarterbacks documentary?
I saw some of it. I didn't finish it.
So in that documentary, once Jared Goff, one of the quarterbacks featured, gets to the Packers week, Dan Campbell's there saying every single time we're going for it on 4th down. And if you remember that game last year in Detroit,
they did.
Every single time they went for it on 4th down, including at the end of the game when they were in field goal position, needed a yard, and Jared Goff goes back to handoff and is on his knee when the handoff happens, and it looks like a disaster, but they get it every single time going into that game. He said it all week. They're going for a 4th down. So I asked Matt LaFleur, Matt LaFleur, by the way, heard this. How do you game plan and call plays against an offense you know might go for it every single time on 4th down? And he gave me a non-answer. He said it just depends on the game flow and how it unfolds, but how does that not make you a little more aggressive knowing that, you know, and I thought actually the better answer came from Jeff Hafley when he said that the way the game is now with the touchbacks at 35, 60-yard field goals being the new 50-yard field goals, the scoring areas are so much quicker to get to and they're so much bigger than they used to be. You're at midfield, one first down, maybe from a 35 touchback. You're already nearing field goal range. Like, third and seven has become second and seven, because teams know now that it's a phenomenon throughout the league that Dan Campbell's very much spearheaded, where you're seeing a lot of teams just liberally go for it on fourth down. And it's changed play calling in a way that you think of this Packers defense. How many times have we seen teams just hand off and run the ball on them on third and seven because they treat it like a second and seven? Maybe that's something that the Packers do this week, is knowing that the points are going to be important in seven, not three. Maybe a third and seven is a second and seven.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider of PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette, here on 9 to noon. You were talking about the physicality of this Packers team and needing to be the more physical team on the field tomorrow. They looked like a more physical team on the offensive line with Anthony Belton in there at right guard last week. Do you think that will continue to be the configuration that we see for that O-line, Woody?
I do. The only thing that gives me some pause on that is that Jordan Morgan is not a better right guard, but he is a much better pass protector, and you have a banged-up quarterback. And so how does this offensive coaching staff prioritize what it needs to get done? Because, as we just talked about, being out physically the Lions in Detroit is how you have to win this game, and that means Anthony Belton. Keeping your quarterback clean is incredibly important, and that tends to mean more Jordan Morgan. So I think that that's going to be very interesting, because they're two very different right guards at this stage in their career. Two very inexperienced right guards. Neither of them are actually natural right guards. But I do think that the Packers found a little something, especially in the run game with Anthony Belton. I think you're going to see him a lot.
Woody, the players are exactly what we expect them to be on the field. The coaches, so many different dynamics that you have in the emotion of this football game. And you mentioned Matt LaFleur, and he heard that comment out of Dan Campbell. He's heard, the coach Ben Johnson down in Chicago say, well, it felt good to beat Matt LaFleur twice a year. This is a little notch on the belt game here for the coaching staff. When you said Matt LaFleur might make third and seven, second and seven, do you anticipate other trick plays coming out in this thing? Maybe flea flickers, maybe end arounds. Do you see this thing getting called absolutely wild tomorrow?
Well, you said it yourself. This is an empty your bag week, right? Yeah. And I, as I'm sitting there Sunday watching the Packers literally just take the air out of the ball against the Vikings, one of my thoughts is, how perfect does this match up? Because you don't want to show anything if you don't have to this week, with a short week against Detroit coming up. And they didn't have to show anything. So, yeah, this is going to be a game where you're likely to see a lot more aggression. You're likely to see if they've got any trick plays that they feel good about. That you're going to see some of those. You know, the Lions have them. But also, the backbone of this game is going to be the physical part of the game, which is just mano a mano, classic old-style football, and just knock your guy back. So it's going to be a blend of the two, but if the moment calls for it and they got a play they feel good about, I would be surprised you didn't see it.
All right, so we've done a lot of speculation on what this means and what this could possibly look like, but what do you think happens here tomorrow? What do you think we see on Thanksgiving in this biggest game of the year for this Packer team?
You asking for a prediction now?
You don't need to give me a score prediction, but I want to know how you think it plays out, because we've speculated on what is important in this game and how impactful the coaches are going to be here. I'm kind of interested to see which way you're leaning that this thing plays out.
I am leaning in a way that 3 weeks ago, if I had known I'd be leaning this way a day before the game, I would have thought I was nuts. I would have thought I was crazy. Coming off the loss against Carolina, the ineptitude on offense against the Eagles. If you told me then I'd be leaning Packers going into Detroit, I thought, no way. But it's not so much the Packers. It's how beatable the Lions are at home right now. I am leaning Packers for that reason. It's not the Detroit Lions that you knew the last 2 years right now. They might be at some point, because they still have all the talent you need to make a run. I don't question that. But they haven't played to that level at home over this past six games, where they are 3-3, where they lost to J.J. McCarthy at home, where Jameis Winston's catching touchdown passes on them at home. They're going to overtime against the two-win Giants at home. I'm leaning Packers for that reason. And I'll also say this. When we're all said and done here, I might look foolish. I might just go down with the ship here. But at the end of the day, I believe I have always believed in the talent on this Packers roster. They have elite talent. They have both top end, top of the depth chart elite talent, and then depth everywhere, which you need both to make a Super Bowl type run. They have that. I see that. They have not played at that level near consistently enough. But with all the chips on the table, does it come out? I'm going to say that it does. And we'll see what happens.
Score?
27-24. Only because, look, every single big win the Packers seem to get this season, they score 27 points. 27, that seems like the easy part.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and damn near every day right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. here on the 9 to noon program. And we always appreciate it. Woody, thank you so much for your time and your insight. Safe travels and a happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, I'm about to get on this plane to Detroit, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, he will. Back at you, Woody, and he joins us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Update the good question, great question standings. Brandon Snide is right out of the gates. Got me a great question from Woody right there. What do we got on the scoreboard there?
I think you might be closing in. So right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, well, you're okay. So you're tied at great question.
Okay.
So I'll
take that.
You both have one. John's got a two good question lead on you. He's got three. You got one. Do we need an audit, John? Do you feel comfortable with that?
So he's got three good questions. I got one, and I got two great questions.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I had to stop asking questions that Woody already thought about. That's the problem. Every question I seem to ask him today is like, oh, John, I've already thought about that. It's great to know.
See?
It's like I had the cliff notes on Ryan Wood here in my pocket.
I was thinking outside the box, and I said, is this game for the division? That's a brilliant question right there. That's what that is.
But I don't think it is, though. We can talk about it later. I don't think the game is for the division.
It doesn't matter if it is or not. What matters is that the guest thinks that it was, and they said, great question, and Woody gave me a great question right there. Got to hit a quick break on the other side. We usually do this on a Thursday, but we won't be here tomorrow, and we got to talk about Thanksgiving. Random power rankings coming up next. The best part of Thanksgiving will rank coming up next on 9 to noon with John Kuhn, me, Rami Makhlouf, Brandon Snide along for the ride on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.